ever helped someone or made a situation safe for the future of others? Example, let's say you're on holidays, and whilst you're there, you pick up some trip hazards or some, could be some glass from the pavement to make sure that the next person who follows or some other sentient being does not get harmed. No one asked you to do this. You just felt compelled to do so. These are random acts of safety. So our mission has us asking, what do I do to keep someone safe today? If you're here for the first time, I am Karen Avari and my co-host is Nuala Gage, and together we are the Safety Collaborators. Stick with us whilst Nuala and I share our inspiration and invite you to join us on our mission. We will share some ideas and the impact that these acts have on our bodies and our moods. We will hear some stories to inspire you as to just how easy it is to perform a random act of safety. Are you up for the challenge? So how did this idea start? Keeping the people that we work with and care about safe should be as simple as doing a daily random act of safety. Yet, we often find this a bit of a challenge. So a while back, Nuala was inspired by Random Acts of Kindness movement. So let's hear from Nuala and her thoughts on random acts of safety.
I am on an incredible drillship in the middle of the Mediterranean. What that means is that I have incredible sunsets and sunrises and working with a wonderful team. The disadvantage, however, is that the internet is not that great and there may be some random noises popping out in the background. So if you hear anything that you think, oh, I wonder what that is, I'm on a working drillship, so welcome to the journey. Random acts of safety is something that came up thinking about the joy and the value of random acts of kindness. Where random acts of kindness is something that's very much in the moment. It may be giving clothes to somebody who's homeless. It may be buying a meal or a hot drink for somebody on a cold winter's day. It might be helping an elderly person cross the road. There's so many opportunities for random acts of kindness. And when we were talking about this and thinking about it, random acts of safety popped up as a, hang on, how do we encourage people to keep those around us safe? And to move the needle a little bit every day on having a safer world and environment that we live in and that we work in, because it crosses all of those aspects. And when I think about random acts of safety in comparison to random acts of kindness, random acts of kindness may have long-term impacts, but it's often quite a short-term. So it might be that cup of hot coffee or a blanket for someone who, you know, maybe doesn't have many privileges or may need one. Random acts of safety can often have life-changing implications, because how you help someone be that little bit safer or think about a decision more consciously that could impact the rest of their lives can really have that positive impact and that throwing it forward growth and expectation. And we'd love to share some stories with you about what does random acts of safety look like. I had an amazing evening walking on a bridge with a friend one night, and we were on our way to dinner, but we were exploring a new city and it was very exciting and incredible. And as we were walking towards the viewpoint on this bridge with the most magnificent views of Malta, of Valletta, across the bay, we were listening to these young people who had had far too much to drink, having an absolute party. You could just hear that they were, you know, thoroughly enjoying themselves, and there was that joy of youth and innocence, but challenge as well. And we overheard them saying and challenging each other, who's going to jump off the bridge into the water below? Who's going to be the daredevil? And not being able to see, it was dark, it was night, what was below them, what was around them. My friend and I looked at each other and it didn't even have to say anything. We just knew that a conversation was about to happen. And I know for me, my heart was so happy for the fun that they were having, but my gut and my instincts were just absolutely on edge and tense of thinking, just everything that could go wrong in that moment, of where a moment of fun could turn into an absolute lifetime of regret. And as much as they were having fun daring each other and going, woohoo, who's going to be the first one to jump in? None of them had stopped to think about who could be the first one to end up in a wheelchair for the rest of their lives. And we stopped and we started having a conversation with them, and we, you know, had a bit of a laugh and a bit of a banter just about, you know, the evening and were they also on holiday? What were they doing? And then we started to say, guys, what do you think could happen? You know, what's the worst thing that could happen? Do you know what's down there? And have you ever had to consider what it would be like to be in a wheelchair? And we didn't go into too much detail. We didn't try and run them on a guilt trip or anything like that. We just had a really open, heartfelt, we care about you enough to stop and have this conversation because we want to see you have an amazing future. That was the intent behind the conversation. And then we left and we walked away. And as we were walking away, we heard one of the stronger characters in the group saying, you know what, guys, they're right. What could happen? What are we doing? And before we left the bridge, we turned around and we could see that they were all packing up the rest of their alcohol and whatever else they were doing that, you know, they had, I think, like some blankets and stuff there that they were sitting on, was all being packed up and they were taking the party somewhere else. And I am so grateful that we took a couple of minutes out of our evening on our way to dinner to have a caring conversation of a random act of safety that could potentially stop a young person from either being in a wheelchair for the rest of their lives, hurting themselves quite badly, or, you know, at the worst, not having a future at all. So when I think of random acts of safety and I think of the joy and the love of random acts of kindness and where it came from, it really is. It's around that intent of care, that I care enough to say, have you considered what could happen? And am I doing something to make the world a slightly better and a slightly safer place every day?
Imagine this random act of safety may have made all the difference for those young people. We never know the full extent of the legacy that we leave behind, but you can feel good about what we just did. So a random act of kindness is a non-premeditated, inconsistent action designed to offer kindness towards the outside world. The mission of the Random Acts of Kindness Foundation is to make kindness the norm. So inspired by the movement, we thought let's create our own Random Acts of Safety mission. Hashtag Random Acts of Safety. Feel free to use. So because we would like to make keeping each other safe and the norm part of your safety DNA, let's listen to another random act of safety.
There are a few random acts of safety on our website, and I encourage you not only to go and have a look at those, but also tell us what you've done. Have you taken up the challenge to do a random act of safety? And share it with us. If you've got photos, share them with us, and we will share those moments on our website and encourage others to make the world a little bit safer. Another story that I would love to share, which is on our website, friends and I were hiking a beautiful place outside of Johannesburg, really lovely mountainous area, gorgeous proteas, pine trees, stunning cold wintry morning that we set off to go hiking. I think there was cloud cover in the morning, so we were all wrapped up with beanies and, you know, there was mist. It was one of those adventures of you couldn't quite see where you were going, and it was just a beautiful way to spend a weekend. And off we went hiking and thoroughly enjoying it. And as the morning was warming up, the layers were coming off as the mist was melting, and we started seeing these incredible views. And it was a combination of hiking trails as well as where people could go mountain biking. So there were cyclists on the trails, and there were people stopping and having snacks and little mini picnics or breakfast. And there was a 4x4 route on one of the other sections. So every now and again, we could see a 4x4 going off and having just a fun day out. And as we were walking along the one section, there must have been at some point a wooden pallet or something that had been used for something and had broken down. But there was this large piece of wood with all these nails sticking straight up. And we stopped and we looked at it and unfortunately couldn't carry it away from where we were. But we didn't just leave it there because we were thinking, well, what happens if a cyclist goes over that? They'll easily puncture both their tires. Or, you know, a child running along hiking with mom and dad steps on it and it'll go through their shoe, or even an adult. And because we couldn't get rid of it, what we did is we took it off the main path, turned it upside down so that the nails were facing the ground, and we stamped it into the ground so that any potential for someone to stand on it, hurt themselves, end up with tetanus, any of those horrible kind of things were taken away. Did we have to do it? No. Did we choose to do it? Absolutely. And again, it's because we care enough about what could happen to someone that we don't even know, but we want to make sure that what we see around us is not going to hurt or harm anyone or hurt or harm the environment. So it doesn't have to be a big thing like potentially stopping a child from, or a young adult from, jumping off a bridge. Something as simple as getting rid of a piece of wood with nails on it that could harm a child, a cyclist, an animal that happened to be going along that path, and ruin from a beautiful day out in the mountains hiking with the mist lifting and the sun starting to shine, to how do we get out of here and how do we get medical help. And it's those random acts of safety. It's a moment in time where you can have that feeling, that gut sense of something could go wrong here, and I have an opportunity to fix it. I have an opportunity to change a potentially negative outcome, and I've done something about it. So we'd love to hear your stories and your random acts of kindness, and we'd also love you to spread the idea so that more people can be moving the world towards a safer place.
Another great story. And as Nuala mentioned, a few people have joined our Random Acts of Safety, and you can too. And you can read their stories on our website, safetycollaborations.com. Random Acts of Safety are about consistent, small, daily encouragement to move people toward making safety part of your and their DNA. So as safety leaders, let's encourage Random Acts of Safety. And here are a few ideas for both on the job or at home, or anywhere else. Have a safety conversation with people walking and texting. Turn pot handles out of reach of children. Check in on someone's well-being. Encourage your colleagues to get up and move around. Take time to stop and regroup during work tasks. So these are just a few ideas. I'm sure you would have a lot of ideas. One of the other stories on our website is about thinking about where you park, so to make it easy in case there is an emergency to exit for others. So what ideas do you have? Share them with us on our LinkedIn page. Remember, safety is both psychological as much as it is physical. So random acts of safety are minor yet impactful changes to encourage people to stay safe and show you care. As safety leaders, our role, and more importantly, our responsibility, is to model the way. So we encourage you to regularly ask yourself and your colleagues, family and friends, what do you do to keep someone safe or something safe today? Do something small daily to help others make safer choices and share it with us on our website or maybe on an observation card in your workplace. And maybe use hashtag random acts of safety. Nuala's going to share some more now about random acts of safety in the workplace. And there's a few good ideas.
Do we have random acts of safety in our working environment? Absolutely we do. We do on a daily basis. And often in high hazard industries, our random acts of safety are considered as our daily observations. Our observation cards, where we go, we're seeing an unsafe behavior or an unsafe condition. What do we do about it? And our random act of safety may be something that we don't shout out about. We may not tell everyone. We may just have that one-on-one conversation with somebody about an unsafe behavior. But what we've done is that we have cared enough to stop someone from doing something that could harm them. But also we've helped them consider what the implications could be through having a safety conversation. So a random act of safety in a working environment may be that reminder when you see a colleague going down the stairs not using the handrail or not using a trailing hand technique, to just remind them and say, handrails and three-point contacts are there for a reason because we don't want to see you at the bottom of the stairs. It may be helping somebody move a manual load where it's too heavy for them to move on their own, but they just feel it's a bit too inconvenient to go and get something that's going to help them. But it's enough for two of you to move it safely and just stepping up and saying, hey, can I give you a hand with that? Because I don't want to see you hurt yourself. Or in that moment, seeing someone lifting something that's perfectly within a weight that they can lift it on their own, but they're not using a good technique or a good posture. So the random act of safety may be, hey, Karen, before you lift that up, can we talk about lifting with your legs and not with your back? Because I'm just concerned that you're going to hurt yourself. And going through a little bit of a coaching or mentoring session on this is how we have lifting techniques that will make sure that we don't hurt ourselves going forward and ending up with injuries. There's so many opportunities for random acts of safety in the working environment, from helping somebody with a task that they look like maybe, you know, they're not quite getting it right on their own, or they're not doing it in a way that could be as safe. It could be, in fact, a couple of days ago, I was charging my computer, sitting at a hot desk, and the plug point was behind me and the door was to my left. And what I would normally do is I would pull the cable around on my right so that I've got step up easy access to go out. But I was in a momentary hurry. My laptop was going flat and I just thought, let me just plug it in. And one of my colleagues came around to ask me something, looked at it and said, that's not very safe. I don't want you tripping over that. Can we move it to the other side? And in that moment, I was like, oh, the safety coach is the one person who should really not be doing things that could potentially put myself at harm or risk. But you know what? I'm human as well. And I also make mistakes. And I am so super grateful that someone cared enough to point it out to me. And I was like, you know what? You're right. It's only going to take a couple of seconds. But I just plugged it in a moment of hurry. So there are so many opportunities for random acts of safety at home, with our friends, with someone that we've never met before, and in situations where no one may ever see us doing something that will keep them safe. But we didn't just walk past. We saw it. We owned it. We did something about it. And we left the world a little bit safer for somebody else. So please go onto our website, have a look at our other random acts of safety, have a look at our charter around what this means and what we would like it to be. And I really want to challenge everyone to join the movement of make the world a little bit safer. Have a random act of safety.
Why does it work? So we're going to go down a little bit of neuroscience just now. And in particular, we're going to talk a little bit about the hormone, or chemical hormone, oxytocin. Many people have heard about it these days. But oxytocin is our body's feel-good hormone, and that makes us feel good. It makes us want to do things for others. It is responsible for love, friendship, loyalty, and much more, including our conversational agility. More on that in a future episode. There are many ways to get oxytocin. And something else that's important about oxytocin, we need regular hits of it, as it only lasts in our system for about 4 hours at a time. So the more hits we get, the longer it remains with us. In contrast, just as a point of interest, cortisol, which is our energizing hormone, stays with us for up to 27 hours at a time. So if we're living in high states of cortisol, we need to get hits of oxytocin to actually regulate our system. There are many ways to get oxytocin. One of the first and most obvious ones is human contact, and why it feels good to get a hug. Most of us like hugs, But some people are less huggy than others. So the good news is that other ways to get oxytocin is by acting with kindness or generosity without expecting anything in return. So somebody doing something nice for us can be an overwhelmingly good thing. And because we get oxytocin, that's when it happens. So when we feel that little bit overwhelmed by it, we need to embrace that feeling and not push it away, because it's the body's way of saying, this is good for us. And another amazing way that we can increase oxytocin is by hearing and witnessing stories of generosity that releases more of it within you. So it feels good to hear or witness these random acts of safety stories. And the more oxytocin we have in our bodies, it actually biologically makes us want to be more generous. This is the human body's way of getting us to look after each other. Think about that. Remember how you felt the last time you heard or witnessed an act of safety or kindness. Makes me think, actually, why do we watch cat memes? Because they make us feel good. Yeah. So the more we practice and share random acts of safety, we will encourage more oxytocin globally and care and safety. How cool is that? That leads us beautifully into today's emotional gem, which happens to be generosity. So remember, the story behind generosity is to give without expectations. The trigger, what it triggers in us, is to give without expectation. And its purpose is to provoke us to share our resources. So the focus of generosity is others and our desire to help them as best we can. This fits in nicely with the Random Acts of Safety mission. True generosity does not have strings attached and doesn't depend on our thanks or acknowledgement. So generosity is an emotion we generally learn from the environment we grew up in. For example, if it's considered a high value in your family or community, you may find giving in a generous way quite easy. Some people struggle to be generous due to their experiences. So this may have several roots, including fear from past experience, feelings of awkwardness, or beliefs. For example, the belief that everyone should make their own way in life. Yeah. That's maybe true, but let's be generous around that. So ways to practice generosity could be giving time to listen, offer to do a small act, or doing something anonymously if you feel awkward. Generosity does not depend on material resources, so with practice this can become a very healthy habit. It is worth noting that you consider that your generosity is made in terms of an offer that can be accepted or declined to safeguard the dignity of the other person or situation. I think this is really worth repeating. It is worth noting that you consider that your generosity is made in terms of an offer that can be accepted or declined to safeguard the dignity of the other person or situation. Sometimes we think we're helpful and we may not be, even though we are trying to be generous. So one way to practice generosity is by sharing your random acts of safety with our community. You can do this by visiting safetycollaborations.com, pressing the big pink button at the top right of the menu, and completing our random act of safety form. Then using the hashtag random acts of safety on your socials. Once we get that information, we then create a lovely random act of safety story and we put it up for all to see. Remember, do something small every day to help others make safer choices. Share your random act of safety with us and let's create momentum and model the way. And you can do this as many times as you like. There are some similar feeling emotions to generosity and they are gratitude. So with gratitude, thank you for joining us. And as always, lovely to have a conversation that matters. Feel free to share this podcast. Hit the subscribe button because that'll help us get known. And feel free to talk to us in any way that you like. Till next week, stay safe and stay well.